Shalom Aleichem. In light of this week's being Parshas B'Shalach, which is actually the source for the mitzvah of having three meals on Shabbos, we'll do a quick halacha on the mitzvah of Su'uda Shlishi. So we're going to start on the Pasuk, this week's Parshas, Parshas B'Shalach, Hishmos, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chafala Vayomer Moshe. Moshe is telling to Klal Yisrael about the man. It's going to fall on Friday. You're going to get double, not on Shabbos. That's what he says previously. Vayomer Moshe Chlu Ayom. Today is Shabbos, ki Shabbos yom l'Hashem, ayom lam titzu basada. You're not going to find it in the Sada today. On Shabbos, see what you have from yesterday. And in fact, the Pasuk says three times the word hayom, v'yomer Moshe chluhu, hayom, ki Shabbos, hayom, l'Hashem, hayom, lam titzu basada. Three times hayom, and the Gemara in Shabbos, kuf yud zayin amabez, tells us, Tan Rabbanu kama sudas chayav adam lecho b'Shabbos, how many meals do we have to have on Shabbos? And it is a machlokes, is it three or four meals? And both of them, the Tanakama and Rebbe Chitka, base it on this pasuk. And the question is, do we include the Friday night meal in the number of meals or not? So when it says hayom, 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 it's teaching us you need three meals. Does that include Friday night? So Friday night is one and two Shabbos day. That is the first opinion, three meals total. Or is the pasuk simply referring to the three meals on Shabbos day and you need an additional one Friday night? That would be Rebbe Chitka. Obviously, Paskin, like the first opinion, three total meals, Friday night one, two Shabbos day. Talking about this mitzvah, is it d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So we could easily argue that it is d'oraisa because it says in the pasuk, just what we said now, based on the Gemara, it says hayom, 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 and we have a pasuk in the Torah to teach us the mitzvah suda shlishis. It could very well be mi d'oraisa. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Levusha saying just that, Shalosh Shuras, three meals on Shabbos, is from the Torah, as it says hayom three times, adds on the Aruch HaShulchan, and even if you want to say that it's not totally midoraisa, maybe it's a remez in the pasuk or something like that. Nonetheless, certainly, at a minimum, it's a takana from Moshe Rabbeinu, who received it at Har Sinai. So maybe it's not a total doraisa, but it is fairly close. And he continues that we have a remez with the Shalosh Shuras, three meals, for the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So we have three meals, we have the three Avos, or Keneged Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Three meals, and we have Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, Ubeshash, Nitan Lahem Man, Nitan Lahem Al Gimel Su'udas. When the man was given, they were given all three meals for the days there, and that is the source for Su'udas Shlishis. And just another couple of points, we have the importance of the meal is talked about in the Gemara on Shabbos, that kol ha-mekayim sholosh shudas b'Shabbos nitzol mi sholosh puranos. Anyone who eats, who is mekayim the mitzvah sholosh shudas on Shabbos will be saved from three puranios. Puranios is difficult situations, travesties, something that's Quranios, that's exactly it. So we'll be saved from those. And what are they? You'll be saved from Chevlo Shel Mashiach, the difficult pangs of pain that we will feel at the time of Mashiach. That will initially be a very difficult time. Umidina Shel Gehenim, that person will be saved from judgment of going to Gehenim. And also from the Milchemes Gog Umagog, the fight, the war of Gog Umagog. So the Torah Tamim explains what's the connection between somebody who is Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas, and being saved from those three traumatic events. And he says it's actually the same concept. It's difficult to be Mekayim oftentimes the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis because we're full, so it's not so easy to do. Maybe we're not going to enjoy it so much. It may be difficult to start, but in the end of the day, it is going to be beratzon. It's going to be desirable because you are being mekayim a mitzvah. The same thing with those three events that we listed, the coming of the Mashiach, the judgment of Gehenna and Milchama of Gog u'Magog, those are going to be very difficult times. The pangs of when the Mashiach comes will be difficult. Judgment in Gehenna is punishment. It's a cleansing process in the Milchama of Gog u'Magog. But at the end of the day, when somebody goes through those processes, the tchila is tzar, it starts as a difficulty pain, but in the end of the day, it's baratzo and it is willing fall because it is well worth it going through those processes. And just one last point on this, there is a big machlokas as to the proper time in which to eat suda shlishis. Does it have to be only, can it be in the morning? Number one is, can it be in the morning? Certainly it can be in the afternoon, but maybe it can be in the morning as well. Or does it have to be in the afternoon, after 6.5 hours? That's bizman mincha. Or alternatively, opinion number three is, can it be, does it have to be eaten after actually daven mincha, not just the time of mincha, but it has to be eaten after one actually davens? Or third or fourth opinion is that it actually has to be eaten before somebody davens mincha. So in the afternoon, but before you daven mincha, there's an opinion like that as well. And there's a lot to talk about on this. Bottom line here is we have a mitzvah. It's either d'oraisa or it was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's based on the man and the schar of somebody who is strict of eating suda shlishis is tremendous. So should we certainly make great efforts to do so. Have a wonderful day.